Get ready, my soul. I'm diving in. Get ready, my soul. I'm diving in to the deepest kind of love, to the sweetest kind of life. Get ready, my soul.
I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by the Foundation for Prayerful Living and open to all. To hear previous healing messages, just click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on the prayerfulgathering.com webpage. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. And from the Holy Bible, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all you, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. And that ye study to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps, and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily, I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Jesus saith unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Say not ye, There are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest? Behold, I say unto you, Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that, the full corn in the ear. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. And now from Science and Health. Man walks in the direction which he looks, and where his treasure is, there will his heart be also. Question: how can I progress most rapidly in the understanding of Christian Science? Answer: study thoroughly the letter and imbibe the spirit. Adhere to the divine principle of Christian Science and follow the behests of God, abiding steadfastly in wisdom, truth, and love. The time for thinkers has come. Truth, independent of doctrines and time-honored systems, knocks at the portal of humanity. A book introduces new thoughts, but it cannot make them speedily understood. It is the task of the sturdy pioneer to hew the tall oak and to cut the rough granite. Future ages must declare what the pioneer has accomplished. Mind is not necessarily dependent upon educational processes. It possesses of itself all beauty and poetry and the power of expressing them. Spirit God is heard when the senses are silent. We are all capable of more than we do. If the disciple is advancing spiritually, he is striving to enter in. He constantly turns away from material sense and looks towards the imperishable things of spirit. If honest, he will be in earnest from the start and gain a little each day in the right direction till at last he finishes his course with joy. St. Paul wrote, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. That is, let us put aside material self and sense and seek the divine principle and science of all healing. Spirit God gathers unformed thoughts into their proper channels and unfolds these thoughts, even as he opens the petals of a holy purpose in order that the purpose may appear. A correct view of Christian Science and of its adaptation to healing includes vastly more than is at first seen. Works on metaphysics leave the grand point untouched. Why are the words of Jesus more frequently cited for our instruction than are his remarkable works? Is it not because there are few who have gained a true knowledge of the great import to Christianity of those works? Clergymen occupying the watchtowers of the world should uplift the standard of truth. They should so raise their hearers spiritually that their listeners will love to grapple with a new right idea and broaden their concepts. Let any clergyman try to cure his friends by their faith in him. Will that faith heal them? Yet scientists will take the same cases and cures will follow. Is it because the patients have more faith in the scientist than in their pastor? I have healed infidels whose only objection to this method was that I was a Christian Scientist, believed in the Holy Spirit, while they, the patients, did not. The effects of Christian Science are not so much seen as felt. It is the still small voice of truth uttering itself. We are either turning away from this utterance, or we are listening to it and going up higher. Willingness to become as a little child and to leave the old for the new renders thought receptive of the advanced idea. Gladness to leave the false landmarks and joy to see them disappear. This disposition helps to precipitate the ultimate harmony. The purification of sense and self is a proof of progress. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The purpose and motive to live aright can be gained now. This point one, you have started as you should. You have begun at the numeration table of Christian Science, and nothing but wrong intention can hinder your advancement. Working and praying with true motives, your Father will open the way. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Your decisions will master you, whichever direction they take. Let us accept science. Relinquish all theories based on sense testimony. Give up imperfect models and elusive ideals. And so let us have one God, one mind, and that one perfect producing his own models of excellence. Let us learn of the real and eternal and prepare for the reign of spirit, the kingdom of heaven, the reign and rule of universal harmony, which cannot be lost nor remain forever unseen. To remedy this, we must first turn our gaze in the right direction and then walk that way. When will Jesus' professed followers learn to emulate him in all his ways and to imitate his mighty works? Those who procured the martyrdom of that righteous man would gladly have turned his sacred career into a mutilated doctrinal platform. May the Christians of today take up the more practical import of that career. It is possible. Yea, it is the duty and privilege of every child, man and woman, to follow in some degree the example of the Master by the demonstration of truth and life, of health and holiness. Jesus' promise is perpetual. The purpose of his great life work extends through time and includes universal humanity. A thorough perusal of the author's publications heals sickness. If patients sometimes seem worse while reading this book, the change may either arise from the alarm of the physician, or it may mark the crisis of the disease. Perseverance in the perusal of the book has generally completely healed such cases. Whoever practices the science the author teaches, through which mind pours light and healing upon this generation, in practice on no one from sinister or malicious motives without destroying his own power to heal and his own health. Good must dominate in the thoughts of the healer, or his demonstration is protracted, dangerous, and impossible in science. A wrong motive involves defeat. In the science of mind healing, it is imperative to be honest, for victory rests on the side of immutable right. To understand God strengthens hope, enthrones faith in truth, and verifies Jesus' word. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Acquaintance with the original texts and willingness to give up human beliefs established by hierarchies and instigated sometimes by the worst passions of men open the way for Christian Science to be understood and make the Bible the chart of life where the buoys and healing currents of truth are pointed out. As adherents of truth, we take the inspired word of the Bible as our sufficient guide to eternal life. Every day makes its demands upon us for higher proofs rather than professions of Christian power. Christian Science is not an exception to the general rule that there's no excellence without labor in a direct line. One cannot scatter his fire and at the same time hit the mark. To pursue other vocations and advance rapidly in the demonstration of the science is not possible. The discoverer of Christian Science finds the path less difficult when she has the high goal always before her thoughts than when she counts her footsteps in endeavoring to reach it. When the destination is desirable, expectation speeds our progress. True Christianity is to be honored wherever found, but when shall we arrive at the goal which that word implies? From Puritan parents, the discoverer of Christian Science early received her religious education. In childhood, she often listened with joy to those words falling from the lips of her saintly mother. God is able to raise you up from sickness. And she pondered the meaning of that scripture she so often quotes. And these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. One's aim, a point beyond faith, should be to find the footsteps of truth, the way to health and holiness. Now, cried the apostle, is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation, meaning not that now men must prepare for a future world salvation or safety, but now is the time in which to experience that salvation in spirit and in life.